Welcome to the Angel Empowerment Show, from I Can't to I Can, with your host, Cindy Smith, and co-hosts. In this show, airing every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, gain more insight and practical, intuitive tools to bring more clarity and purpose into your daily life. You can listen or be involved in live, professional angel card readings on TransformationTalkRadio.com, so you can heal, thrive, and grow in your life. And you'll experience it all with four of the best in the field. The Angel Empowerment Show starts now.
Hello and welcome to the Angel Empowerment Show, from I Can't to I Can. I'm Nola Peacock. I've stepped in for Cindy Smith this evening, and I'm with Sam Bell, my great co-host. And we are going to continue from last week on the power of thought. And just want to remind everyone that if you would like an angel card reading or you have some questions, please call in. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Or you can also put your name and location in the chat, whatever platform you're on, and we'll get that and do some card pulls later on the show. So, Sam, do you want to just start, maybe just recap a little bit about what you and Cindy talked about last time?
Yeah, sure. It was a great show last week. We turned around and literally it was over. It just went so quickly. But this is a subject that we're all very passionate about. The power of thought. And I love to get my geeky hat on here and start talking about the science and the quantum physics behind this. So last week we discussed a lot about perception is projection. And we learned about how our thoughts affect the physical world around us. We also understood that our focus, when we focus our attention, it can actually turn energy fields into matter. And that was the observer's effect. So that was an experiment that is pretty much a wow in itself. We also talked about our aura and imagining about our aura and how it actually connects with the quantum field. And we touched upon some of the ways in which we can actually communicate with one another by creating our vibe. And I think you and I, Nola, in one of our previous shows, we were talking about that, about when you enter a room and you can feel somebody's vibe, whether they're, you know, of a high vibration and they're feeling happy, or if they're coming in and they're bringing the weight of the world on their shoulders, how as empaths we can feel that. So I really wanted to try and expand upon that a little bit this week, and just sort of helping us to understand those laws of attraction in a little bit more depth. And I promised you a quote last week from the Dalai Lama. And he said in 2015, and I'm just going to read this out to you, "We are all connected and form part of the same essence. Understanding this connection can help us understand the importance of being good. That's because everything you do reverberates in the universe and it comes back to you." And with that in mind, I just wanted to go into, and I don't want everybody to go, "Oh no, physics," because this is really pretty cool stuff, I promise you. But to just introduce you to something you might have heard of, and that's called quantum entanglement. And this was another experiment that physicists conducted, and they realized that subatomic particles, so if you recall last week, we talked about not just being microscopic, but breaking down an atom even further than electrons and protons, but actually, you know, those subatomic particles, they can actually be intimately linked to each other, even if they're separated by billions of light years in space. And despite that separation, we can manipulate one particle and exactly the same is mirrored in another particle. And of course, when they realized this, it sort of like blew everybody's minds. It's like, this is so bizarre and it's counterintuitive. But it really means that we can communicate through time and through distance. So, of course, for us, Nola, when we were both scientists, we both come from a scientific background, being nurses. But when we were introduced to spirituality, we were very much taught that everything around us is energy, and we would start sending out energy to the universe. I remember becoming a Reiki master and understanding the concept of distance Reiki. And really, quantum physics explains exactly what this is. And there's another beautiful quote, and I've got to bring Albert Einstein in here, because if we're going to get geeky, then he has to have a seat here. But he summarized manifestation by saying that everything is energy, and that's all there is to it. He said, if you match the frequency of the reality that you want, and then you cannot help but get into that reality. It can be no other way. He said, this is not philosophy, this is physics. And really, when I started to, I'd read that quote previously, but when I understood, you know, a little bit about the quantum physics, it really blew my mind, because it explained exactly why what you put out there is what you attract. It's exactly that, you know. And I'll turn it to you, Nola, because, you know, as a nurse, did you see any of this in your nursing career with your patients?
Well, you know, looking back, you know, I wasn't open to spirituality when I was working as a nurse, right? But looking back now, it's like, oh, I wish I had been. Mm-hmm. And just seeing, you know, with clients that I work with, and I mean, when we are feeling, you know, joy and excitement, how that, you know, it comes back to us, right? And the reverse. And I think of sometimes, you know, I worked with kids, so, you know, most of the time they were, you know, happy. And I mean, kids really live in the moment, but adults, when I was doing my training, I, you know, you'd come across some patients that were constantly, you know, negative and focusing on what was wrong, what was right. And then they struggled more. Whereas, you know, with kids, you know, especially like getting chemo and stuff, I mean, they would bounce back, right? Because, right, what they're putting, you know, that energy, what they're putting out is coming back. And, you know, and I just love that. And one of the things I think that really hit me when I first learned about this was just, you know, why would we ever want to say or do anything hurtful or negative to someone else, right? Even if we, you know, don't like what they're doing or whatever, when we focus on that negativity, it's going to come back to us, right? And mm-hmm. and as you said earlier, we are all connected. So, you know, for me to, you know, to criticize or to do something, right, to hurt somebody else, it's really, you know, it's a part of me, right? Because we are all connected. We're all energy. So, yeah.
It's interesting you should say that, because one of the things I've written down here, we get the right year, 2018. So not that long ago, really. Scientists actually announced that they had found remnants of the dawn of the universe. And they were actually able to see those same electrons or protons and in us now, and in the now, in this being now. So that proves that we are all connected, right from that of individual source. No matter what we want to believe that source is, we are all connected. And then, as I heard you saying that, one of the things I'm finding quite interesting, in not that politics is interesting or something we should really bring up, but Marianne Williamson? I remember being really drawn to her campaigning. I think she was running in the presidential for a candidacy. And one of her whole manifesto, I think that's what you would call it, was based upon being good, and that we needed to have more good and kindness in the world. and that until we realize that, we wouldn't be able to change many of the world's problems as we see them today. And I'm a great fan of Danielle Laporte. And one of the things that she has, I used to be a desire mapper. Some may have heard of it, but she is now that has evolved. And all of her work now is around leading from the heart. It's called Heart Centered. And it's amazing how over the last 2 years, which probably is no coincidence having had the pandemic, but there's been so much in the public eye about being kind and being thoughtful and being good. And this is actually what, you know, we should really all know anyway. The science proves it. So it really, to me, is quite refreshing because, like you say, when I was first a nurse, I was not open to spirituality. But now I wish that I had have been, and now I can actually bring it into my nursing practice because I am still practicing. But it's that whole idea about holistic care. The other thing, again, getting into the anatomy here is when I say this, I know, Nola, you'll go, absolutely. 99% of our physical body is made up of atoms. Right. So those atomic elements, hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, we are made up of, you know, atoms. And if we think about breaking down those atoms, they eventually just become a nothingness, an energy. So again, that is more evidence to say how we are energy. Even as, you know, one person to another, we're energetically connected. So there's two theories there, you know, that we're actually connected from the, you know, the beginning of time and evolution. But then there's also that atomic piece and the quantum physics that says that we are energetically connected. And that, of course, opens up so many avenues for healing. And I mentioned distance healing. We, both of us, were angel empowerment healers as well. And would you like to maybe just give a little bit of an explanation as to what we do, Nola, rather than me just yabbing away here?
Sure. So the angel empowerment healing, I kind of describe it to my clients as, you know, similar to Reiki, because a lot of times people understand what Reiki is, that the, you know, energy healing. And it also has language that has been written by a medical doctor. So when I first heard that, you know, as a, you know, nurse, right, hearing, you know, the doctor is involved in this, this is wonderful. And also, you know, being a Reiki master as well, right, just knowing the power. And I thought, well, combining those, you know, that's really going to make, you know, even more of a difference. And I would love to just share this. Last week I had a client, and we've been working together, had four sessions. And so, you know, I was checking in with her and how she was doing. And, you know, on a scale of, you know, 1 to 10, I mean, all of the things that we had been working on, like everything had a significant change, including her blood pressure, which was down 20 to 30. Point. So, right. And so when I asked her, you know, how satisfied she was with the healing on a scale of, you know, 0 to 10, she's like 10.
Yeah.
So we're good. And it's just, and, you know, again, this is, it's distance, right? She's in Edmonton. I'm here in Calgary, and right. And it's still, you know, it's that powerful. So that, you know, I mean, that just is another sign that, right, mm-hmm. we are connected, and mm-hmm. is energy. So,
and if we're all made up of these atoms, our atoms have the ability to communicate with one another. Mm-hmm. And if something happens in one place, it will happen simultaneously in another. You know, so, and I mean, the other thing about, you mentioned there about the language, it's that positive thinking, right? That we spoke a lot last week about the positive self-talk, stopping that negative self-talk. But when I'm describing the aspect of a healing, angel empowerment healing, with regards to positive thinking, it's like if you stub your toe, and it's ow, and maybe some other sort of, you know, words as well.
And also, it hurts,
right? You tell yourself it's hurting, it's painful, you know, and then later on in the day, you've forgotten about it. And then you think about it again, you think, oh no, it's still throbbing, right? You hold on to that pain. Headaches. I have a diagnosis of chronic migraines, and the number of times I will have that headache. And when you have a headache, people, listeners will know, it feels like everything hurts when your head hurts. But the more I tell myself that my head is hurting, I've got pain, now it's affecting my eyes, now it's affecting my ears, I get worse. But if I stop that and say, no, you know, I do not own this headache. This headache does not own me. I'm going to continue. I am well. I feel better. I'm going to drink lots of water. This is going to make me feel more hydrated. And I start being positive, then I can distance myself from that pain and continue, you know, continue in my day-to-day life. And I think you and I can both say, like you were saying, Nola, with your patients, you know, children are just amazing. They don't hold, a child is either well or they're not well. They're one or the other. We as adults, it tends to be, and how are you? Well, I'm better than I was yesterday, but I'm still not quite right. And we hold on to it, right? Yeah. So that positive thinking is so important. And what the language does is two things. When we use the language in AE healing, is one, we're telling our conscious mind is speaking to our subconscious, telling us that we are in good health. And then the other part is we're actually speaking to the body at a deep cellular level. So I almost think of that as being communicating with those subatomic particles that we know that we're made up of, and we know that they can communicate with one another. Mm-hmm. You know, so it's really so, so powerful.
One of the other things that I think too is important with, again, with language and that power of thought. So often, you know, we claim our illness, right? Like my diabetes or my, right? And it's like, no, right? You don't want that. So, you know, being aware of, right? You know, rather than saying, you know, this, my illness, it's, you know.
Yeah. Cindy would be slapping me on the wrist with her NLP saying, you have a diagnosis, you own a diagnosis, but we do, don't we? You know, I am a diabetic. I have a diagnosis of, you know, and yeah, as soon as we say those words, the language is that you're claiming it as yours. So how do you let it go?
Then your body will claim it and keep, right?
Yeah. So that is one of the amazing things, you know, when science and spirituality meet, I myself and Cindy, we like to think of this as being the place of truth, you know. So the skeptic in me and the curious, we have something that is tangible, something that we can hold on to, and it all makes sense to us. And we mentioned last week that Cindy and I actually do a course, and it's called Seeking the Truth, a place where science meets spirituality. And we're actually running the next one on January the 29th, I think I said it was. And of course, this is distance learning as well, which is another beautiful way that, you know, our listeners, we've had so many listeners from all over the world tune in, and they can actually participate in this course. So take a look at cindysmithaep.com, and I think it's under trainings, and you'll find it there, Seeking the Truth. Cindy's website is actually a hive of information, wouldn't you agree, Nola?
Yes, there's lots of information there for sure.
Absolutely. So, so I would love, you know, after the break, if anybody has any questions about quantum physics, I would love the opportunity to get a little bit more geeky and talk a little bit more about that. I love the idea about the importance of being good, and that coming from the Dalai Lama. And I think this comes with lifting our vibration, which I think, was that the show that we spoke together about? I can't remember.
We did share something. It might have been another one too, but yes.
And one of the most important things when I was reading about manifestation, which is obviously what this show is all about, it was really about the things that you need to be able to manifest. And one of the most important things that the Dalai Lama said was that they have to be from a good place. So really that heartfelt thinking, that high vibe, being positive. And then the other thing, a little tip, is to be consistent. So if you use visualization, I mean, I use visualization a lot. Do you find? Yeah. And I love to do it with patients as well. And also now my clients, but to visualize so that you can actually imagine. I mean, I manifested a home and no kidding, I used a vision board. I'd heard about vision boards. This was part of my journey. And I mean, I love vision boards, and we're coming up to that new year, and we've got all sorts of different shows coming up around this subject. But new year is always a time when everybody starts thinking about, you know, setting intentions or resolutions, and vision boards. I see so many workshops for vision boards, but really I find that vision boards is something that we should be doing, not just at the end and the beginning of a new year. It's something we should be doing all the time. And what I would sometimes do is I will actually, on my the background of my laptop, I will pin different pictures. Pinterest is another great way to do this, or cut out pictures and put them onto a notice board. The idea is that you are actually, you've got that vision of what you're trying to manifest. And I did that about for my home. So I had paint swatches up there and little fabric swatches. I took photographs of things in my existing home and said where this was going to be. And then what I would do is I would actually close my eyes and imagine myself. I'd been to see the home. I knew the layout of the home. So I actually would imagine myself walking in through the front door. I knew that my sofa was going to be over there. I knew that the fireplace was there. I would imagine everything. And I did that consistently until, I won't tell you the sequence of events, but all I can say is they were nothing short of a miracle. But I actually got that house, and I had no money at the time. I had no money for a deposit, but I was determined. And as soon as I raised enough money to put a deposit down, that house was held for me. They'd had nobody look at it. And as soon as it was secured, suddenly everybody was calling about this house and they wanted viewings. So that was how I manifested. Have you any tips at all, Nola, things that maybe you have done?
I laugh when you said about manifesting the home, because I did the same thing. I picked out pictures. I wanted kind of a curved staircase and big windows. And I had actually put an offer on another house. And then my realtor showed me, he says, I'd feel bad if I didn't show you this. And he showed it to me. And I looked at the picture and looked at my vision board and went, that's my house. But then the other thing was I needed to sell the house that I was living in at the time. So I just kept writing that I was going to sell it for, you know, this much or more in 2 weeks or less. And I sold it in 2 days for $5,000 more than what I had said.
Wow. So being specific in what you're asking and writing it down, right? So the universe likes us to be very precise and consistent.
I like to think of it, you know, if you're going to a restaurant, right, and you're going to order a meal, you're not going to tell the server that you want something, you know, I want something that's hot, maybe a little salty, mate, right? It's like, no, I want, you know, a burger with, right, with no onions or what, right? We're specific what in our order. And we need to do that with the universe too, so that, you know, we get the things that we need. The other thing is, you know, to do the visualization every day. And like 4 minutes, if you can spend 4 minutes a day visualizing what you want, right? It's very, very powerful. And it doesn't matter. I think sometimes when it's a bigger thing, we, you know, we feel like, oh, you know, I'm not sure I can do that, right? Sometimes like a cup of coffee, it's like, well, okay, that's easy. Or a parking spot. I know I you know, put that out there to my angels all the time for a parking spot. But we, you know, it's no different, right? For them, it's no different, the parking spot or the house, right? It, again, it's being clear and believing and just doing that visualization consistently.
I never thought of that. They're not materialistic, of course, right? Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter what you're asking for. You can, yeah. And like Cindy's always saying, ask, the power of asking.
So, yes.
Yeah. Yes. I love that.
Right. Well, it's about time for our break here. So, Sam, do you want to just share how people can get a hold of you?
Yeah, it's simple. It's Sambal Inspired. So at Sambal Inspired is all my social media. And then sambalinspired.com is my website.
Okay. And my Nola Peacock, it's nola-peacock.com. And you can reach out, connect with me there. And remember, the next half of our show, we're going to be doing angel card readings or answering questions. So call in live 1-800-930-2819 or put your name and location in the chat and we'll look forward to answering and sharing the readings.
We had some amazing readings last week. Oh my goodness.
Good. All right. Well, we'll see you after the break.
Are you living life in full expression? Join me, Beth Wolf, on Life in Full Expression each Monday at noon Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn how to explore, elevate, expand, and live your best life, discover the seven dimensions of life blueprint of expression. Get ready to fully express, develop your limitless capacity, and experience amazement to become an igniter and inspire. Visit BethWolf.com to discover the dynamic coaching of Life in Full Expression.
There is divinity within you. Join Lisa Belth on her show, The Unshakable Living Show, Supernaturally and Divinely Unshakable, twice a month, and find that divinity that you deserve. Lisa will help you feel encouraged, empowered, and realize that you're not alone on your journey. With Lisa, address the foundation, the frame, and the finish of your dreams and become truly unshakable.
Day-to-day living can be difficult in our world today. Most of us don't know how to live a peaceful, joy-filled existence. Learn how to break through these barriers and live a transformative life on Love and Light with me, Dr. Lisa. Every day living in peace, every second and fourth Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To work with Dr. Lisa, visit EducationThroughEngagement.com.
When a caterpillar spins its cocoon, it undergoes a radical change. It lets go of the parts of its past that hold it back and reforms itself as an entirely new and beautiful creature. Are you in need of a similar rebirth? Dr. Tasselfaith is your priestess of metamorphosis, guiding you as you spin your cocoon and realize your greatest change. Metamorphosis. Lead with your magic, trust the unseen, experience quantum leaps. Live on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Wednesday at 12 noon Eastern Time.
Imagine what it would be like to turn your pain into purpose. Tune in to Transformation with Martinet every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Martinet and her guests are here shining their lights today through empowering stories of hardship and transformation. Begin to see your life in a new light. Visit MartinetEmmons.com and tune in every second and fourth Friday at 10 a.m. Pacific to Transformation with Martinet.
welcome back. Sam and I are excited to answer some questions and do some readings. So remember, you can call in for a live reading. The number is 1-800-930-2819, or put your first name and your location in the chat, and we'll be happy to pull a card. So we're going to start with Van from Everett.
I love it when they do that.
I know, me too. It's not like that. There's no question. Right. So develop practical intuition. It says, my child, pay attention as we assist with guidance every moment in your time. Ask. We are within you and around you. We are connected to your divine spark of light. We never leave you, and our purpose is to assist on all levels when asked. We use your senses to guide you on everyday practical events and experiences. What really stuck out for me there was that ask, right? And you know, Sam, you had just mentioned that too, about, you know, Cindy reminding you to just ask. So I think, you know, again, sitting then with, you know, just maybe taking some quiet time, maybe closing your eyes, putting your hand on your heart, and just exploring, you know, what is it that you truly want? What are the things that you desire, how do you want to feel? You know, who do you want to spend your time with? Just be really clear on that. And then, you know, then put that out there, ask your angels for help and getting those things and giving you those guidance. And then just remember to pay attention to what, you know, the information that your angels are giving you, whether it's, you know, thoughts popping into your head, or you're seeing signs, or, you know, reading, happen to notice a brochure or something, you know, pick it up and just notice, just pay attention to that. Yeah. So Sam, do you want to add anything?
Yeah. When you were speaking there, and I was thinking about, you know, I got this feeling of alone, being when you're alone, when you are on your own, and how important it is that you use your thoughts at that time, and how powerful it can be to use your thoughts to manifest. You know, I often find myself, if I am alone, I actually quite enjoy being alone. I'm a very sociable person, but when I am alone, I find myself having conversations with myself. And, you know, the importance of telling myself good things, or praising myself, and, you know, loving myself. It's just so important, because when we are on our own, sometimes we can start to get stuck in thoughts and start negative self-thought, and, you know, the little demons can start to play. So, yeah, I think the message there was very much, you know, be wary of your thoughts, be aware of your thoughts, and make sure that they're positive. And some of the best manifestation can happen when you are actually on your own and asking your angel team. You're never really on your own, because they're always there.
That's true. Very true. Thank you. All right, Sam, do you want to pull a card for Amy from Kamloops?
Amy from Kamloops. We've got a few lining up here tonight. It's wonderful. Hey, oops, there you go. There's one that's just jumped out for you, Amy. Oh, this one is love is in the air. Wow. So, my child, you are blessed with a love partner now or in your future. Trust your inner knowing to believe you have chosen your vibrational match now. Share your love in all ways to enhance the best possible love connection. And I love that, because we were talking about, you know, atoms connecting with one another, and the vibration of those atoms as well. When we talk about that vibrational match, remembering that they can connect with one another, and what you put out there is what you're going to attract. So I'm thinking maybe you've been doing some good manifesting. The affirmation is the current affirmation, so you can choose whichever. I am in a vibrationally matched love relationship, and a new, for the possibility of a new attraction, I attract a vibrationally matched love relationship now. And I think the important thing is, I mean, I love Cindy's relationship debt, but the beauty of this is it's not just about relationships as in your love partner. This is about your relationship with yourself. It's your relationship with your career. It's your relationship with your children. It's any relationship. And when you actually think about you, yourself, you have relationships with so many different beings, and we're all connected. So that has an even deeper meaning there. You know, the fact that we have been discussing how connected we all are in this universe. So.
Beautiful. And I think too, being, you know, when it comes to relationships, being clear on, you know, how we want to feel in relationship, right? And being things like being supported and, you know, having, you know, some give and take and, right? And, yeah, so it's, you know, it's thinking about that too, who you surround yourself with, because, you know, that can affect your vibration, which ultimately affects what you manifest as well. So, you know, making sure that you're being clear on, you know, who you want to spend your time with, what, you know, what kind of relationships do you want to have? And that includes work and stuff too, right? Your coworkers and, you know, I've seen examples where people have, just with their turning their, you know, their thoughts around and, you know, putting that positive energy and thinking, okay, I want to work with people that, you know, are supportive and fun and, you know, whatever. And then actually things switching and maybe people that, you know, they weren't getting along with wound up leaving, right. Or going to another department and things like that. So it's important, right. To think about those things.
I love that.
Yeah.
All right. So let us know, Amy. Maybe drop something in the chat to let us know what that meant for you. I'm curious. So we have Victoria in Airdrie. So we're both here drawing cards, I think. I just instinctively started shuffling. Turn taking here, and now I'm getting angel bumps. So it's like, this one's okay. So this is past life influence. So this is a message from Archangel Raziel. My child, we, the divine, can guide you to understand past life blocks and positive involvements you are recreating in this lifetime within a relationship. Be open to considering your lessons and to bringing clarity as to why you have chosen to re-experience in this lifetime. We assist with changing cellular memory that no longer serves you in a relationship and to assist with change now and in your future. That is so along the lines of what you were just saying, Nola. What are you getting there? Have you anything else to add?
I wound up pulling a card as well. So I got gratitude. My child, take time in your daily activities to acknowledge your gratitude of abundance in all areas of your life. Acknowledging abundance amplifies what you already have and allows it to grow. And I just want to share the affirmation too. I value my spoken word as my truth and let go of outcomes connected to my honesty. And I love that, right? I value my spoken word, right, as my truth. So again, what we're putting out there, and that's energy, that's our words, that's our thoughts, right? Our actions, right? So just being aware of those. And you know, again, thinking about gratitude and how, you know, when we're grateful for things, right, that's, again, so powerful. And then, you know, our angels, the universe will help bring us more things that we can be grateful for. So I love that, that practice. And that's something that, you know, every day, at least, you know, I make a list of at least three things that I'm grateful for. So, yeah. How about you, Sam?
Yeah, and just thinking about the past life influence, and it took me a little while to really accept that, you know, there was this idea of a past life. But it depends on your belief system, I guess. But, you know, those feelings of deja vu, you know, like, I'm sure I've heard this before, or I've been in this situation before. I think the simplest way of looking at it is that, you know, if we don't learn a lesson the first time, it'll be sent to us again for us to learn, right? So, and if we keep making, how many times, I mean, I've done it, how many times do you find yourself making the same mistake and you're like, oh. And it is, again, it's all about that law of attraction, you know, and when you make a mistake, it usually ends up being something negative. And if you keep making that mistake, then you're still going to keep attracting that negative to keep coming back to you, you know, that same outcome. So yes, it's really about changing, you know, the way that you're thinking and the way that you're, you know, the lessons, learning to stop in the moment and think, okay, what am I supposed to be learning here? It doesn't work when I do X. If I do Y, and very often then you'll get that little tingle or something saying you're on the right track and you follow that, it's amazing how your life can change.
Well, so, and then, you know, that's another thing that I love about the angel empowerment healing is that we do past life healing. Mm-hmm. And I know before I took the AEH program, right? It was like, you know, I wasn't too sure about this past life thing. But when I was taking, you know, my training, that was one of the things that came up. And I was doing it and I was saying the words, you know, about healing with ease and gentleness. And I burst into tears. And I was like, where is that coming from? Right. Like, I'm like, and, you know, Cindy came and I'm like, what do we do? And so she did a past life healing and it was so powerful. And I, you know, and I still remember doing it and it's like, oh, okay. So, you know, I remember all the details about what she said about what, you know, but it made so much sense. And then the magical part was that my lungs had healed. I had had asthma and had trouble exhaling. And it was like instantaneous and it was gone with that. Mm-hmm. So, mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm a believer now.
Yes, I know. And I am as well. I was very dubious in believing in, you know, resurrection or life after death or different lifetimes. But I must admit, as I've explored more, the quantum physics has also helped me understand that as well. And if anybody listening is interested in past life regression therapy and finding out a little bit more about that healing, then please do not hesitate to reach out to one of us.
Yeah. Yes. So Sam, do you want to pull a card for Peggy in Vancouver?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. Oh my goodness, this hour is going so fast again. I always feel like I'm waiting all day and then this hour just goes. there you go. Here's one that's jumped. Oh, here's a beauty. Let me see. Can you see that one? Courage to make change. Mm-hmm. So this is Archangel Haniel. And he says, my child, change is needed in your relationship. And remember, that relationship could be any relationship. All right. Perhaps change is a minor or big task. Trust that change brings you joy. Embrace change as a loving cycle and stop focusing on change as being difficult. Positive manifestation creates positive change. So exactly what we've been talking about the last show and this, you know, having the courage to make change is a big first step. And I remember with my own experience, when I embarked upon my own healing journey, I made myself a promise. I don't know where I read it, but it might have been Gretchen Rubin, maybe with her happiness project. But there was something that I clung on to, and it was, if a door of opportunity opens, have the courage to walk through it, you know, and recognizing when those doors open and thinking, is this a door? Is this an opportunity I'm supposed to be taking? But then having the courage to seize it. And, you know, and I always believe the saying, carpe diem, right? Seize the day. And but then I always realize that, you know, if only we could live in the now, live in the moment, carpe diem, seize the day, seize the opportunities. And now I do. And I understand the reasoning why, because of my angels and the work that I've done with Cindy. But yes, having that courage, that's how I ended up becoming an angel empowerment practitioner. So you never know what opportunities are there, but having that courage, you know, is a huge part and a big step along the way of manifestation. Because if we're going to ask, then we have to be able to follow through with action. So really valuable messaging there from Archangel Haniel. The affirmation is, I accept change as a positive experience now. And the crystal that is recommended is amethyst. And that is one of my favorite crystals. I assist you in acknowledging your readiness for the shift of change and will help you accept a positive outlook on what change will bring to your relationship. I create a conduit of healing and protection to release what no longer serves and to allow for change. Beautiful card there.
It is beautiful. Mm-hmm. And that's, you know, and I think it's something so important to talk about, is that change, because we're constantly, right? We are constantly having to change. Mm-hmm. And so being open to it, and again, your perspective, right? How you look at it, right? It can be a great opportunity stepping through that doorway. And, you know, if you're feeling nervous, right, you ask your angels to help. Right, to help to calm you and help you to take that step. Mm-hmm. And I always like to think of that inspired action. When we get, you know, when we ask, when we're working on manifesting something, and we, you know, put that out there and we're asking for signs, you know, so often we'll get a sign and it's like, oh, I don't know if I can do that. Right. So learning to trust, right, that the messages that you're getting, and then take that inspired action, even if it's just one tiny step. I know mm-hmm. that, you know, sometimes I'll just ask my angels, what is my next best step, right? We don't have to mm-hmm. know the whole journey. It's just one step at a time, right? One tiny mm-hmm. step. So just asking your angels, what is my next best step?
I love that.
Yeah.
And, just as you're talking there, I don't know if people actually realize that when you do your angel empowerment practitioner training, you learn, one of the biggest parts is learning to do card readings and receive messages. And as soon as you were saying that, I was thinking that was one of the first things I had to learn, was to stop second guessing the messages. You know, you really have to trust that intuition, and that the message you're getting, even if it doesn't make sense at the time, it will later. And even if it doesn't make sense for you, it makes sense for the person who's requesting. So that trust again, trust.
Yeah. Huge. Well, it's like a muscle, right? The more that you use it, right, the more you practice, the easier it becomes. I remember one of my first messages for, I was doing a reading, and I got this visual of these rubber boots, and I'm like, rubber boot, like, are you kidding me, like, what, right? Because it had no
glamorous, right?
But when I, you know, but then it's like, okay, trust and, you know, share it. So when I shared it with the person I was doing the reading for, it had significant meaning to her. They were her father had been, you know, to visit her and then had returned back to England and then had passed away. And he had left his rubber boots at her place.
Oh, wow.
So, you know, it's like, okay, yeah, I guess I do need to trust and just go with it. So that's, yeah, it's important. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I've also, I don't know about you, Sam, but I've had clients where I've, you know, done a reading and at the time, sometimes they'll go, oh, I'm not, you know, like, no, that doesn't make sense. I'm not sure. And then a few days later, they'll, you know, send me a message or phone me and go, oh, this is what it meant, right? It's like, oh, okay.
Yeah, that was true of a lady who, she actually asked me a specific question. And it was whether she should travel to the East Coast to reunite with her family, who she'd been estranged from for quite some time. And all I saw was a water wheel. And it was a big water wheel, you know, like inside of a mill. And I said, and it's like in a restaurant, but all I can see is this water mill and the water going around. And she said, I have no idea. I have no idea. And I'm like, I'm sorry, but that's what's coming through. Just stick with it and see what comes through for you over the next few days. And sure enough, a few days later, she called me and she said that when she had graduated, her family, that was the last time her family were all together, and they were in a restaurant, which was inside a mill. And it had the water wheel in the way. It's exactly as I'd envisioned it. So she said, that's it. I need to go back to see my family. And she's actually living over there now.
Wow.
So trusting those messages is huge, right? So,
well, and speaking of trusting the messages, I'm going to trust what I'm getting. And that is to pull a card, do a general card for our audience.
Mm-hmm. Lovely. Yes.
Let's see what our audience. Whoop, again, there's. I love it when they just fly out.
I know, one's just jumped out now. And I'm getting so many. I don't know if you can see, but I'm getting so many angel bumps here.
Yes.
Oh no, I don't believe this.
What did you get? Do you want to go first?
I've got to. When Cindy watches this,
perception is projection. Isn't that perfect?
This happened last week, the first card reading, and this came through. And it was like, I'm always, I don't know why I'm always flabbergasted, but I am. But yes, perception is projection. So again, it's timely, and the card says here, my child, when due to past experiences, you perceive others or a partner to act, feel, and express in a certain way, your perception can hold them in a stagnant position because you keep from changing your own perception. This is like always seeing the shape of a box and never allowing the shape to change to a circle.
Beautiful.
Yeah, lovely.
All and right.
Do we have time for yours? Yes, we do.
Yes. So forgiveness. My child, forgiveness is the key to letting go of unwanted negative emotions such as anger, guilt, shame, sadness, and frustration. Holding on to these emotions only hurts you. Accept that you did the best you could. Once you have forgiven self, the universe responds and forgiveness of others is initiated through energy intention. And I'm just thinking, you know, that's one thing we're talking about, the power of thought. So, mm-hmm. you know, forgive yourself if you've had some, you know, thoughts that maybe you're not wanting to attract, right? So just forgive, right? And let go. Thank you, Sam. This has been so much fun being here tonight. I just would like to remind our listeners that next week is the last Monday of the month, and that's when we do our angel messages. So the four of us are on, Cindy Smith, Sam Bell, Deb Weinberger, and myself, Nola Peacock, and doing card readings for you. So make sure that you, you know, hop on and listen and, you know, be ready to ask for your reading. So again, Sam, do you want to share how to get a hold of you?
Yep, at Sambal Inspired and at sambalinspired.com, and Cindy's website there to find out about the course on the 29th of January is cindysmithaep.com. Great. Nola, this has been amazing.
It has.
And we can reach you, how, Nola?
My website is the easiest place, so nola-peacock.com, and you can email me through there or book a strategy session. So, yes.
Awesome.
Anyway, thank you again, Sam, and I look forward to next week.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Angel Empowerment Show from I Can't to I Can with your host, Cindy Smith, and co-host. Learn to empower you with angelic guidance every Monday at 6 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com. It's easy to tap into your divine self and trust in your angelic guidance. Let Cindy and co-hosts give you a loving push to explore your potential. For more information, go to CindySmithAEP.com. That's CindySmithAEP.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.